It's 4 o'clock on a weekday and Zabit Khan's living room is getting crowded. Just home from school, Khan's three older children greet their parents. And even though we're in a row house on Edmonton's east side, Khan's Afghan homeland doesn't feel so far away here. The delicate scent of green tea lingers, and a giant Persian carpet covers the floor. Khan's other children, two young girls, snack on a tray of almonds and dried fruit and hover close to their mother. She's sitting on a plush red sofa with a tiny slumbering bundle nestled in her arms. Khan looks on proudly.
Yeah, January 20th. 2009, I got son.
Yeah. But the easy smile on Khan's face belies his reality. Back home in Afghanistan, Khan was a lab assistant. Here, his qualifications don't count. So the father of six is back at school full-time, his only income welfare and a part-time cleaning job. The joy of a new baby has its price.
I want to provide for my children everything, but so expensive here, like especially for Canada, how can I grow like six children? But
and that's where basically babies comes in.
Oh, yeah, you can just pile on. I'll make sure I have lots of panniers on.
Each Wednesday morning, hard work and laughter liven up a warehouse on the city's east side.
Hi. Hi, Jen. I'm good, Janet.
Janet Wilson greets the third caseworker to drop by this morning. Wilson is the executive director of Basically Babies. The charity gives baby clothes to new parents.
For a little girl, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Wilson hands over a gift basket. Well, actually, it's a laundry basket, spruced up with curly ribbon, brimming with pink baby clothes, and a teddy bear that peeks out from the clear plastic wrap.
See you again.
We have two more babies coming.
Excellent.
So we'll talk to you soon.
Each basket is layered with sleepers, shirts, pants, blankets, shoes, and snowsuits, clothes for a baby's entire first year.
We could give them an orange garbage bag full of baby clothes, and it would be useful to them. But to take that extra time and care and attention and make them into really, really special gifts, it really does communicate a huge amount of value to those families. And it gives
families that don't have much. Teen moms, refugees, immigrants, and women escaping domestic violence.
They're having these babies when they can't cope, they can't function, they don't have the resources to provide for them, and yet they're having these babies. We want to make that a really joyful time for them.
Jillian Pye is sorting through donations at the back of the warehouse.
Winter outfits, summer outfits, toys, etc. And then they can just pull from them.
Each item is checked for stains, rips, missing snaps, broken zippers. It has to look new to make it. Items that pass inspection graduate to the second floor of the warehouse. It's basically a supersized walk-in closet for babies. Thousands of items sorted by color, size, gender, and season, all organized by dozens of volunteers like Pi.
My grandchildren are all in Ontario. So this kind of fills that empty space.
Friend and fellow volunteer Shirley Gould puts the final touches on her basket, a toy, a Bible.
I like to wash clothes. I like to iron clothes. I'm very detail-oriented. I'm organized. So when I heard these were basic necessities of a volunteer, I thought, this is perfect for me.
It's a process that's come a long way since Basically Baby's beginnings. Shannon Stewart started the group with some other young moms.
We started about 15 years ago in the basement of our home, of course.
They hand-delivered baskets of their baby's outgrown clothes to doctor's offices. No one predicted what it would grow into.
As we grew, we started to realize there was a lot more than we had ever anticipated in terms of need in this community. And
in the beginning, they made a few baskets a week. This year, Basically Babies expects to hand out 500 baskets in total, like the one which made its way to the home of Zabit Khan. Khan beams as he recalls the day his basket arrived.
But it's too much. I'm very happy with this donation. And I counted, 1, 2, 3, maybe this is like 100. And that's too many for us.
So Khan talked it over with his wife.
I said, maybe I will take this half of them to my front house.
Still, Khan says he has more clothes than he needs. So he's saving them for the next time for baby number 7. Andrea Hunkar, CBC News, Edmonton.